Blog Talk Radio.
Check, check.
Fastlane Sports Nation, this is the Fastlane Sports Show live from the 357 Woodworks Studios and only on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. Coming up on today's show, we've got the NOS Energy World of Outlaw Sprints. They are throwing the dirt around Bristol this weekend. The Morton Buildings Late Models, well, they're in Richmond, Kentucky right now. The All-Stars are sweeping through Pennsylvania. We've got the Richmond NASCAR wrap-up. Plus, we'll be previewing State Talladega this weekend. We've got the Fastlane Sports Show points update, the penalty box, and so much more. So, keep it tuned right here for the next 2 hours as Christina and I break it all down for you. Let's go!
From the 357 Woodworks Studios in Stark County, on the SNS Radio Network, this is the Fastlane Sports Show. And now, your host, Pete Tottich.
Fastlane Sports Show only on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. I'm your host, Pete. Christina will be here shortly. Thank God it's the weekend! All right, that's right. It is the weekend. We're all working towards the weekend every week, and we've made it. And this is another brand new edition of the Fastlane Sports Show. Thank you for tuning in today. I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm all jumbled up. I can't get my words out today, but we'll try and get through the next hour and 47 minutes without sounding like a complete idiot. while you are scrolling around Facebook this weekend, be sure to check out Margazzano Designs. Give them a like on Facebook. Whether you're party planning, anniversary gifts, birthday party favors, funny gift ideas, they are all custom made and handcrafted by Brief. Everything from t-shirts, window decals, mugs, and more. In fact, if you go to their page today or this weekend, you can see that she just made some stuff for a 90s themed bachelorette party, fanny packs, all kinds of party favors and the such, kind of themed towards the early 90s with the whole black light glow thing kind of idea. So check that out. She made all that stuff. Give them a follow then on Facebook. And then if you ever need anything custom made for any party or anything like that, reach out to Bree and she can get it made. She does pretty good work. She does stuff for us, decals, hats, can koozies she makes. So she etched some beer mugs for us recently for a raffle basket that we had. So check out Margazzano Designs. Give them a like on Facebook. I believe they have a Instagram account as well, but check that out. Also, if you are moving to Stark County, maybe you're looking to purchase a house, maybe you're tired of renting, you want to finally buy that first house, or you're looking to get into some investment property, whatever it might be, if you need a realtor, check out Jamie Kelly, Keller Williams Legacy Group Realty. You can find that on Facebook as well, or give her a call, and that is 330-316-9626. I share stuff for her all the time on Facebook, so you can always find it there as well. Also, don't forget, just like since the very beginning, since 2017, we have the Barbasol Shave phone lines, and they are open the entire show. So if there's a something you want to talk about that we are talking about, or something you want to point out or bring up, or maybe you want to start a new discussion as far as sports goes, no political, just keep it sports related. Maybe you have an idea for somebody that you think should be in the penalty box and you want to let Christina know. The Barbasol Shave phone lines are open the entire show. 657-383-1903 is the number to call. Each and every guest in 2021 will be joining the show on the Barbasol Shave phone lines. That includes special guests that we have on the show, like Big E from Lernerville a few weeks ago, Ryan from Wayne County Speedway, Aaron Creed last week. Don't forget to look for the all-new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus Razor. It features an ultra trimmer, 7th blade for refining and styling. I have these razors. They are awesome razors. If you can find some, get some, because they are great. Barbasol also has refined the close shave technology that includes clean rinse, ultra-thin blades, and a pivoting head. For that close, comfortable shave, be sure to use Barbasol shaving cream as well, because you don't want to use the razor without using the original shaving cream. Duh.
Kick the dust up.
Making that money grow. Tractors, plows with flashing lights, backing up a two-lane road. They take one last lap around. That sun up high goes down. And then it's on, come on, girl, kick it on back. Z71 like a Cadillac. We go way out where there ain't nobody.
All right, well, we'll burn, do a little kick up the dust right now, do a little talking dirty. I've got my co-host Christina with me now. We've got a lot of dirt racing to talk about. Local tracks from Attica to Wayne County, Lernerville, Williams Grove, all the way down to Bristol, where we've got dirt all over the track down there still. Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, good morning.
How is, let's start off with, how's the weather down in South Florida? Because it's starting to get a little warmer here. It's starting to look like spring again up here. The snow is gone, so that's a good thing. It's starting to get a little warmer, too.
you mean the snow is gone for now.
Hey, you watch it. I'm going to box it up and send it to you if you don't stop.
Yeah, it'll melt before it gets here. I don't have to worry about that. It's all right here. It's partly cloudy, but it's 79 degrees today so far. We actually had our first, like, couple of 90-plus degree weather this week. So that was fun, enjoying that warm weather already. And, it worked for us. So we enjoyed it.
Well, I'll tell you what, around the end of June, make sure it's nice and 90s, no rain, no hurricanes, and make sure the Gulf water is nice and warm. Get that heater going now. Make sure that Gulf water is nice and warm for somebody when they make a trip down there.
You're going to be right. Yeah, those crazy is where you want it to be warm, and where I'm at, there's like about a 10-hour difference in weather. But no, it should be perfectly fine by then. It's going to be very warm there. And,
good.
You know, because remember, everybody complained they didn't want to keep Daytona in July because it was too hot. Well,
right.
It's just as hot in June and in August. The three hottest months of the year for us. But, you know, we're excited so far, so good. Just a little rain in the fork, and then get hit with a lot of that today.
Yeah, I was looking at the radar this morning because I was thinking about doing some stuff outside later, and it looks like there's some nasty weather down south of us, down around Alabama, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee, and it looks like it's moving this way. So if you're in those areas and you're getting some bad weather, be safe, be careful, and keep it, because I don't send it this way. I don't need any rain right now. But no, seriously, we hope everybody is okay. We don't want to see anybody get hurt. And we also don't want to see any of that rain make it to Bristol tonight, because Christina,
but it's already raining.
Oh, is it?
It has been raining all morning. It is only 46 degrees in Bristol, Tennessee right now. And unfortunately, if you look at the hour by hour, I think, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I believe we're not going to see anything until tomorrow. And I don't even know if they're going to be able to get it in tomorrow. Actually, no, tomorrow would be a better day. So let's hope that I hate it because Mother Nature is a brat and doesn't want us to race anymore at Bristol already. So we'll see. Hopefully they have a makeup date tomorrow, because I don't think we're going to see racing in Bristol today.
Yeah,
I don't even know if we're going to see Talladega today.
Yeah, I just looked at, just pulled up the radar again. Yeah, it's Tennessee's covered. So I'm assuming that, yeah, tonight's probably going to be a wash. But the last two nights have been exciting down there, especially for a certain driver who unloaded a rocket ship, evidently. I don't know. He must have a Tesla engine in that car, because he unloaded yesterday, took off, and the field still hasn't caught him. And he's been sitting still now for about 10 hours. But it's been pretty good so far. I've seen some videos. I've got some friends down there. I've seen some videos from them. The track looked great. The cars looked amazing. So it's been a good weekend so far at Bristol. It's just tonight looks like it might be ruined.
Yeah, tonight I just feel like tonight's going to be a wash. But last night was flawless for one driver, and literally it was a perfect night for that driver and team. So it's great to see. And I mean, we all said they were going to be fast. The sprint cars were going to be fast. We just weren't sure how fast they were going to be. And there was like, I don't know, six people within that bracket that broke an old track record, you know, last night as well. So that's what's crazy. It's going to be fun to see if they can get this in tomorrow, just after the track takes so much water today, what they can do to make it racy again tomorrow.
Yeah, that driver that we're talking about is Mr. David Gravel. He was on fire yesterday, set track record, sat on the pole, got the win, got his 60th career win now, and got the first win of the night at Bristol last night. Thursday night was practice. Teams got there, unloaded. It was basically just a practice day for teams. But then last night was the kickoff to the Bristol Throwdown for the NOS Energy Drink World of Outlaw Sprint Cars, and it was a pretty great night. Like I said, I saw several videos from last night. The weather looked perfect. The racing was great, and David Gravel brought it home from the pole, and it was a great night for him. Donnie Schatz. Christina still chasing that number 300. I really thought that maybe he was going to have a chance this weekend to get it. I still think he's got a chance, but David Gravel looked strong yesterday.
Yeah, David Gravel's just proving that it doesn't matter what track you put him on, he's going to try and outrun everyone. And they just unloaded very well, and I mean, he's got the spark. So, but I thought Donnie Schatz would be able to do a little more than what he did at Bristol too. I don't know. Maybe it's just an off year for Donnie. I mean, he's not alone in having issues, you know, either. So, but we'll see. I don't know. Cause obviously we're speaking as if tonight's going to be a washout. I haven't seen where they have canceled yet or postponed, but I know the other half of the series did on the late model side. But we'll talk about that soon. But, yeah, no, Donnie Schatz just needs to find a rabbit's foot. I don't know, something. The man needs it. Get him a horseshoe. Put a horseshoe in the car or something. Come on.
He needs to find Jimmy Johnson's old horseshoe and stick it in that car. I would update you guys on the points, but they still haven't updated their own points. It's still as of April 11th on my end, so we can't even update those points yet. But David Gravel does have two wins on the year now, so congrats to David Gravel for winning last night. Also joining him on the podium was a couple names that two drivers that are flexing their muscle in this series, where only a few drivers have been able to do so the last couple years. Aaron Rutzel finished second last night, followed by Carson Macedo. So those two drivers are having very good years. Carson been driving with the Outlaws for a couple years now, but this is Aaron Rutzel's first year with the Outlaws. He's got a win so far, and he finishes second last night on the podium, David Gravel. So if there's anybody that you want to follow around the track, especially at Bristol, I guess David Gravel would be one of those drivers that you would want to follow to see how he drives that car, and maybe while you're trying to drive your car around the track, maybe process what he's doing and take some pointers from him to make yourself better. I guess that would be the person to do it behind Christina.
It is, and I'm going to assume that David Gravel will might get ahead of Sheldon with that win last night. I'm not entirely sure yet. But the coolest thing, you know, these guys are getting a lot of experience and, you know, being able to be on a track that's not naturally made of dirt and everything else. So it's going to be cool for it's you know, it's history in the making for all these guys to do well. But speaking of history, I want to say how cool it was for me to see this, and a lot of the older race fans and stuff out there who got to see Jack back in the 22, you know, back with everything that's iconic, you know, if you want to talk about iconic runs and iconic race cars, this is one. This is, if you go back several years in Jack's career, he's back in the 22, back in the Pennzoil car, you know, with it's literally the coolest thing to see. And it was really cool that Rico, you know, did this for him. And just, it was cool to see. It was a great experience. I know he didn't have the night he was hoping for. He got caught up in an incident in a heat race, and then it just wasn't that good at all for them. In the future as well. But the simple fact of seeing, you know, it's 5 decades, folks. He's so crazy with what he has done. He's been named the Wild Child for a reason, and it's so cool. It was so cool to see. He did so much good things in that 22, you know, in the 90s. He won Eldora's 100,000 to win. You know, in 93, he has King Royal victories, you know, the Gold Cup victory in Chico, California, all with that 22 iconic Pennzoil, you know, car. He's done a lot. He's paved the way for a lot of young people. And, you know, it's cool because Rico had, you know, saying that Jack's one of his heroes, and he was honored that he could give him and reveal a car that's like so synonymous with his career. So it's going to be It's going to be fun this summer, but it's also going to be emotional for a lot of us because this is his last season. We know after this season, there will be no more Wild Child on the racetrack. And we have personally both seen him race, you know, at Wayne County. And he puts it right where, you know, him and his son were literally throwing sliders on each other. I mean, he's 63 years old. He's done a lot. So, you know, it's cool. I just wanted to shout that out because, honestly, that's probably one of the coolest moments of the weekend thus far, is them, like, revealing that and just revealing it to Jack, because I don't think he was fully aware of what they were bringing him.
Yeah, it was neat. he raced last year at Wayne County when the Outlaws came through. As well. So it was neat to see him out there again with that. And then, you know, for him to see his son win there at Wayne County Speedway, that was pretty cool. But yeah, Jack Houdenshield, pretty cool, I guess. It sucks that he didn't get a better finish, but he drove the 22 car. He started 22 and he finished 22. So that's how his night went last night. But yeah, it was neat to see Rico, present him with that and to see Jack run some laps down there at Bristol on the dirt. Never thought we'd ever see that, I'm sure, but that was pretty cool to see that. And hopefully they get another race in this weekend, whether it's tonight or tomorrow, and we'll see what can be done with that second night of racing with the Bristol Throwdown down there. Some other drivers, some other notes from last night. Christina, you talk about Sheldon. Yeah, I'm pretty sure David Gravel is probably going to be second in points because Sheldon didn't have the greatest night. He started 10th, finished 11th. So finished outside the top 10. And so I'm pretty sure David Gravel will probably jump over Sheldon in the points. Some other drivers not having the best of nights. We talk about Donnie Schatz. He still got a top five, but still chasing that win number 300. Points leader Brad Sweet, he finished with a top 10 last night, got eighth place in that race. Some other drivers to note, a driver that was in last night's race, he finished with a top 10, finished in sixth place, and that would be Kyle Larson. I'm sure that when people saw him show up, they were probably starting to worry a little bit, but he finished sixth last night, so not too much to worry about with that. He's been driving some other dirt races over the last week or two. We've seen him around Pennsylvania and last night down at Bristol. So jumping in late models and sprint cars. So Kyle Larson making the rounds.
He is. And, you know, I want to shout out some PA guys because last night we were watching, you know, you were as well. We saw a lot of great racing with this, but I was super pumped. I must have missed where there was this, I don't know. I miss a lot of things sometimes on social media, but Ryan Taylor, who's running his own car, he always has, the number 20. Ryan used to be on the show quite a bit. We would do a lot with Ryan, you know, have him on the show once a week or so to talk. And he really represented Port Royal Speedway last night because that's usually where he runs as a hometown track. He is, you know, a race car driver I know, you know, fairly well and everything. So it was cool to see. He outright made the feature through the heat race. So he didn't even have to go through the B, made it through the heat race. You know, granted, started 17th, finished 18th. There's nothing wrong with that in your first showing, you know, at Bristol. We saw Tim Schaefer, who was running for a good friend of the show as well, and he's been on the show several times as well with, you know, them and Greg Hodnett and them when they were on the show. So Tim Schaefer doing very well there. And look at that, a top 10 for another, you know, PA boy, Brock Zierfoss, who made the trip when the Outlaws canceled, literally drove the cross country, got back in time, raced at Port Royal last weekend, you know, and then, you know, raced at Port Royal and then drove the whole way to Bristol. So, I mean, so Brock started 16th and finished 10th, and Paul McMahon was one of those drivers that we saw during qualifying break a track record. And, you know, those guys, they looked very tough. You know, he's on social media blaming himself for his finish because they gave him a great rocket ship and he just, you know, the track got to him. Logan Schuchart, though, that's not a good night. That's not a good night for him. He's one of those drivers that can't keep having these bad finishes. But, Pete, I did find if we would have, like, gone into the article. The points are updated in the actual article of David Gravel's dominating night. So we were correct. He is now in second place. He is 82 points behind Brad Sweet, and Sheldon has fallen to third. And now Logan Schuchart has fallen to sixth with much more of a gap of minus 134. And Donnie Schatz is behind him. Brock Zierfoss has crept into the top 10 in points now. We also have seen fourth is Carson Macedo and fifth is Aaron Russell. So two guys that, you know, used to dominate the All-Star Circuit of Champions is just kind of following suit into the grander stage of sprint car racing and trying to work that magic in the Outlaws. So there's some updated they did update them. They just didn't update it on the actual points segment, but it's in the article. But Aaron Russell was also the hard charger last night, so that helped too. That gives him a little extra money. He gets a little extra money for that and everything too. And man, there's a lot of great race car drivers that did not make that race last night, and there was a lot of great drivers that just wheeled the heck out of it too.
Yes. Yes, they did. So we'll see if they can get night two in tonight. It's not looking like it. Mother Nature is an idiot and is canceling, probably going to cancel the racing tonight. But we will see what they can do, and we'll see if David Gravel can get win number two. We'll see if he can sweep the Bristol Racing, or if somebody else can get a win. Maybe Sheldon can get another win and get back up to first or second place in the points. We'll see what can go on. Maybe Brad Sweet will get win number six. Who knows? We'll have to keep an eye on it. But I don't think they're going to race tonight. So we'll see, though. We'll see. You never know.
Stranger things have happened.
Yeah. Maybe they'll get the Goodyear rain tires that NASCAR didn't use at Martinsville. We'll throw those on. We'll go mud instead of dirt racing. We'll go mud down there at Bristol. Put them mud tires on. We'll go mudding, boys. All right. Let's talk All-Stars. Because the All-Star Circuit of Champion, the Flo Racing All-Star Circuit of Champions, presented by Mobil 1, they just had a little PA swing through some of Christina's old stomping grounds. Last mm-hmm. Friday, the 16th, they were at Williams Grove Speedway. We talked about this last Saturday on the show, the Tommy Hinterschitz Classic. Kyle Larson winning that one. Besting Lance DeWeese and Freddie Raymer. And then last Saturday, they were at Port Royal Speedway, 10,000 to win for the Keith mm-hmm. Kaufman Classic. We saw Logan Wagner get that win. He beat Anthony Macri and Ian Madsen. And then from there, they went on to Bedford Speedway for the Johnny Grum Classic. This was another 6,000 to win race. There we saw Anthony Macri go ahead and get that win. After finishing runner-up the night before, he gets the win at Bedford Speedway, beating Rico Abreu and Paul McMahon. So far, the PA swing, we've got Kyle Larson, Logan Wagner, and Anthony Macri picking up wins. They will finish their PA swing next Friday when they race at Lernerville Speedway. That is just a regular 6,000 to win race down there. So far, Christina, the All-Stars flexing their muscle a little bit through Pennsylvania, giving everybody a little, you know, a little sneak peek of what's to come for the rest of the summer.
Yeah, not only that, the PA posse is flexing muscles as well and outdueling those All-Stars and taking all their money. And a lot of you know, I helped Logan a lot when 305s, when he, was running 305s and started the 410 journey. But Logan's a great, you know, guy. He's raced very hard. He's very hard to beat at Port Royal. He has several track championships in the 305 division with, Port Royal, and I believe, they're on a strike again this year. They're trying to get another track championship there with the 410. And Anthony Macri is always somebody you're going to hear about in Pennsylvania sprint car racing, whether you like him or not. It doesn't matter. He wins. He knows what he's doing. You know, if you don't like the way he drives and don't like the way he races, then I guess you're just going to have to find a way to get around it and or just be better than him. So mm-hmm. we'll see. And what's crazy is some of these guys stuck around. Some of the All-Stars have stuck around and were at Williams Grove Speedway last night racing. So, there's nothing wrong with that. Get a little more action in for yourselves and get prepared and ready for, battle once again. And that's what's cool is when these guys have a little bit of a break and they stay around and, hang out with the locals and run really well there too. And Justin Peck is one of those drivers running with the 13 at Busch Motorsports. He stuck around in PA this weekend, and they actually finished second last night, one of his worst tracks, he says. which is Williams Grove Speedway. He's never done well there. They ended up finishing second last night to Lucas Wolk. So, you know, that's good for him getting that, considering they're going to be back, Williams Grove later on down the year. It'll be good for them to have in the memory bank how they did. That's what they need to do. We saw Tyler Courtney, who is, running in the All-Stars for most part, flexing some bit of the muscle as well there at Port Royal and stuff and doing well for the most part, isn't it? It's, his first full-time year where, a lot of guys doing well, making names for themselves. And, you can't say enough about Kyle Larson. I think he would have won Hagerstown in the late model had, they not hurt the motor. So that's what happened there. And big shout-out to all these all-star guys staying in PA. I love seeing, the competition on the racetrack.
Yeah, it's pretty neat to see, a lot of these guys, the All-Stars off this weekend because the Outlaws racing at Bristol. So, like you mentioned last week, Tony Stewart was not even going to compete with that. I'm sure we saw a few of these guys also making the trip down there. Obviously, Rico Abreu was down there and some of these other drivers that kind of run double duty and run both series. Mr. Sunshine, Tyler Courtney, how about him? He's got five features so far in the All-Stars, and he's ran four races with the Outlaws. In fact, he was with the Outlaws a couple weekends ago, racing with those guys and racing for wins. Tyler Courtney was racing the front. Him and Sheldon were racing, I believe it was Kokomo. They were running one and two. And they both had a few issues with those NOS Energy Sprint cars. Sheldon got that flat rear. Tyler had a few issues. I think Carson ended up winning that race. But Tyler Courtney, he's definitely showing a lot of improvement in both series. Another All-Star regular, Zeb Wise. He is sitting sixth in the points right now. He actually got a win last night. He was at Attica and got a win in the 410 sprints over there. So Zeb Wise running in Ohio at Attica. And in fact, I think he beat Trey Jacobs, which anybody local to here knows the Jacobs family, knows that name. They run a lot. A couple of them run a lot at Wayne County Speedway. Trey Jacobs getting second place last night to Zeb Wise up at Attica. So a lot of these guys with the All-Stars being off this weekend, you can still see them at some of your local tracks. So, be sure to go out to your local tracks and catch some great racing.
Yeah, and you never know who you may run into.
Yeah,
that's the plus side of it. It's what's great about tracks not really competing against each other, but with each, working with each other as well. And with the threat of weather and stuff, if you need to follow these tracks on on Twitter and everything and Facebook, because Port Royal and Lincoln have variant times now again. This will be like the third week in a row they've done this. They've changed start times. They've moved up start times for Port Royal due to like either cold weather moving in or something. I'm not sure what issue was with it. But so, there's a chance you could see Danny Dietrich do what he did last week, which if you live in the dark, he ran both tracks. It's the same day. Ran at Port Royal first, finished up, loaded up, and drove the whole way to Lincoln. Got there in time for a heat race and everything else, and ran both features. That's what happens when tracks work together. You got guys that can pull double duty at two tracks. So that's what's cool about it.
Yeah, we also have another track that is kind of in your stomping grounds is Williams Grove. They ran last night as well. They had their Yellow Breeches 500. This is a race for the 410 sprints. 500 to start. That's a lot of money. The winner last night got $5,000. So that's pretty good for, you know, a local small town short track to put up $5,000 for just a regular night of racing. You don't see that a lot, you know. Usually when you see these big $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, $12,000 payouts, it's because, you know, the Outlaws are there, the All-Stars are there, or there's a big, you know, classic race, you know, whether it's to honor this person or that person. It's an off weekend for the All-Stars and the Outlaws, but yet there's 40, 50 sprint cars that show up for this big race, and, you know, it's $15,000 to pay to win type of race. But just to see a track throw up $5,000 for this, Christina, that means a lot. That says a lot. That probably attracts quite a few different 410 sprint drivers to make the trek to Williams Grove just for that payout.
Yeah, and it's one of the only tracks that run on a Friday night. So there's a lot to, you know, you can go there. You can see some great 410 racing, great 358 sprint car racing as well. Sometimes they put the late models on that track as well. You see a lot of crazy things, you know, happen on that schedule. So you got to be there and, you know, just follow their Twitter too, because sometimes when they cancel, that's where you see it at first. And it happens, folks. It's not, you know, it is what it is. But April 30th, speaking of that, that's what I mean. You got to be there. You're going to see the Lucas Oil ASCS National Tour plus the United Racing Club. URCs are going to be in town as well, April 30th. So next Friday, you can see all that great stuff, you know, at Williams Grove Speedway as well.
And also, while we're still kind of talking about sprint cars, the All-Stars, we mentioned they have one more Pennsylvania stop to make for the month of April, and that will come next Friday as well. You talk about racing next Friday. Anybody who is close to Sarver, Pennsylvania, well, that is where Lernerville Speedway is, and that is where the All-Stars will be next Friday, April 30th. They will be at Lernerville Speedway, and guess what? Guess who else, Christina, will be there? Besides the All-Stars, besides Tony Stewart, hopefully, he better be there. Tony Stewart will be there. You'll see all of the great All-Star Circuit of Champion drivers that will be there, like Zeb Wise, Justin Peck, Corey Eliason, Ian Madsen, but your very own favorite sports radio show, the Fast Lane Sports Show, will also be there covering the action live from the Speedway. That's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I'm excited to get back there. It's a great track. If you've never been to Lernerville Speedway, you have got to make – it's only from here, it's only about 2.5, maybe 3 hours, depending on traffic, 2.5 hours to get there. That's a nice drive. Plus, it's a nice part of the country, up there, northern PA. It's nice up there.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I won't be there, unfortunately. That's a little bit more of a trek. It's a little further for me to go. But no, it's great that you're getting back there, and the show will be there, and, you know, get to see the All-Stars live again in action. There's nothing greater than supporting Pennsylvania racetracks and Ohio racetracks, which we do both. But to me, that's the hardest sprint car racing comes from those two states. A lot of people want to fight me on that. But, I mean, where can you see other racing every Friday and Saturday night, different tracks? You know, it's just what it is. And the car counts are always high, and the racing is great. So I'm glad that you guys will be back at Lernerville, and, I mean, I can't wait to, you know, get the updates from the track.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely – everybody needs to watch our social media next week, because we will be doing our two-hour show from the Speedway. So be sure to watch Facebook and Twitter for the link to that. I will be setting stuff up. We'll be doing our show either. It depends. I'm going to work my schedule with Christina, but it's either going to be like 6 to 8 or 8 to 10. We'll do something, but we'll set up the show so that you guys can tune in throughout that 2 hours to catch details on how things are going, how things are going to line up, how things went. So it depends on when our two-hour show is that you'll be able to tune in and see how things went. That is next Friday at Lernerville Speedway. We will be there. The All-Stars will be there. Also, Christina, this is going to be a big night because Lernerville got to run last night. And I'll bring up the results here. We had a winner last night. Obviously, the sprint cars ran. Cy Lynch. Got the win last night in the People's Natural Gas Dirt Car 410 Sprint Feature, 25 lap feature. He beat out AJ Flick, which we've talked about AJ Flick over the last couple of years. He is friends with Matt, AJ got what, 5 or 6 wins last year at Lernerville. I believe he won the track championship, correct? Last year at Lernerville, AJ did?
Yeah.
For the 410 sprints, yeah. So Cy Lynch getting the win last night, but that was the 999th sprint car feature last night at Lernerville. So that means, and I swear to you, Christina, Mother Nature, if she ruins next Friday, I am going to be very, very upset. But with the All-Stars being there, it will be the 1,000th sprint car feature at Lernerville. So that's going to be pretty awesome, too. It's going to be a big night. I'm sure they've got some stuff planned for that. So it's going to be cool that it's the 1,000th sprint car feature at Lernerville, and it's also including the All-Stars that will be there. So that's going to be awesome night, and we'll be there. So holy cow, get your tickets now and go to Lernerville. It's going to be a great night.
There you go, folks. Where you can be on a Friday night right there.
Let's switch to, let's do a quick commercial break. We'll take a break here. We'll take a 1 minute break. When we come back, we've got late models to talk about with Christina. We've got more dirt racing to talk about, some more local short track stuff to go over. Plus, coming up, we've got the NASCAR breakdown from Richmond. We've got the we'll be looking at this weekend's race at Talladega if it gets in on Sunday. We've also got the Fastlane Sports Show point standings to look at, and Christina's got a penalty box pick for you guys. So keep it tuned right here on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. We will take a quick 60-second break, and we'll be right back.
.357 Woodworks is a high-end quality, handcrafted small wood shop. They specialize in butcher blocks, breadboards, and kitchen and dining room tables. You can order anything from home decor to any custom order at 357 Woodworks. 357 Woodworks is located in Canton, Ohio, and can be contacted at 330-316-7847. You can follow them or even contact them on Facebook at 357 Woodworks, and you can connect with them on Instagram at 357 Woodworks. Be sure to mention Fastlane Sports Show when placing an order to get 10% off your order. Again, you can reach them at 330-316-7847. You're listening to the Fastlane Sports Show on the SNS Radio Network.
All right, we are back, and we are switching gears a little bit now. We are going to talk about something that Christina grew up around, knows a lot about, her favorite dirt racing type of series, and that is the late models. We will talk about that now. The World of Outlaws, they were running last night in Richmond, not Virginia, Richmond, Kentucky. They were down there at Richmond Raceway in Kentucky, and we see Mr. Tim McCready pick up, I believe, his first win of the year with the Outlaws. He gets the win down there.
Yes, he did. He did well. He's great to watch. I don't know what, man, if you can, guys, literally, I know I tell you every week how much late model racing means to me, but Tim McCready is a driver that is amazing. You know, he won this series championship way back in 2006. Yes, that's a long time ago, folks. That's the year I graduated high school, just in case you didn't see that how long ago it was. You know, and it's only his 33rd career win, you know, feature win with them. And he's just great. I've seen him race everywhere. I've seen him race at Port Royal. I've seen him race at Hagerstown, especially with the Lucas Oil Late Model Series. You know, he's just great driver. And he's got a lot of energy, and he's very, you know, humble with everything that he's done in his career. But, man, it was a great race last night at Richmond Raceway. Him, Chris Madden, those two going at it and battling, they were strong against each other. It was great racing. You know, they fought back and forth, tooth and nail. You know, that's what's crazy. That's what's cool. Is these guys don't quit. It's a battle every corner. And, you know, those guys finished 1-2.
Yeah. And Chris Madden already has a win on the year with the Outlaws. In fact, mm-hmm. with that podium finish last night and Kyle Strickler kind of sliding. We see Chris Madden take the lead now. I guess because he's got – more top fives and top tens. Kyle Strickler's got two wins. Chris Madden has one, but they are tied for points right now. They both have 1506. They're both 46 behind Brandon Shepard, who is still the World of Outlaw Late Model points leader.
And he had a bad night too.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Who didn't have a bad night was Tim McCready, Chris Madden, and Scott James, who all finished mm-hmm. on the podium. But those guys, those drivers, 2 through 5, they're battling out. They got themselves quite the points battle right now. Chris Madden, Kyle Strickler, Tyler Bruning has jumped way up the points. He's moved.
That's because he finished 5th last night. So that was a great, powerful push for him. He needed that.
Sitting 4th in the points. Him and Kyle Strickler, both rookies, sitting 3rd and 4th. Ricky Weiss in 5th, just a few points behind him. So these 2 through 5th, these guys are just points within each other. And Chris and Kyle are tied in points. But these guys, Chris Madden's having a great year. Tyler Bruning's having a great year. Ricky Weiss, for all that, is having a great year as well, sitting top 5 in points. Yeah.
And what's crazy is he finished 4th last night, which closed the gap between him and Tyler Bruninger, you know, and they finished, you know, one right behind each other. And that's also his second straight top 5 finish within the series. So that's what you need to do. And the only reason Brandon Shepard keeps leading this top group of guys is, well, granted, he finished 9th last night. That's his 8th top 10 of the season, which is more than any other driver in the series has. You know, that's what it comes down to. He's kind of being, you know, he's not gotten the wins he's used to getting, but he's being consistent and being in the top 5 and the top 10, and that's what guys like Ricky Weiss need to keep trying and pushing the pace and doing, which he's doing right now, which is great for him. He needs this push, and same with Tyler Bruninger. And, you know, Kyle Strickler, man, he just hit bad luck. You know, the hood popped up with three laps to go last night. Hence why he finished 22nd. That's what happened. That's, you know, he's kind of hit the bad luck that we've seen, you know, on the sprint car side of things. Donnie Schatz hit. Kyle Strickler is also hitting the same kind of bad luck. He was, you know, doing very well. But, I mean, unfortunately, though, Mother Nature is just a brat, and she canceled tonight for them already. So they are not going to be racing tonight, and they actually will not be back on the track until the April 30th, which is next weekend, and they're going to be at Boone Speedway. So for the Hawkeye 100. So hopefully these guys get some time. They get the little regroup that they need for certain things and get back to it. But that was a great finish last night. Great racing all around. The hard charger was Jason Jameson. That is a racing name if I've ever heard one in my life. That's like a country singer, race car driver name. All in itself, you know, with moving up 10 spots. That, you know, that is a name that Clint Bowyer would love, just saying. Take that last name, and that's Clint Bowyer's favorite thing. But no. So, you know, he was the hard charger. We saw Bobby Pierce racing with these guys last night. Big Sexy is still out there racing with them, finishing 7th last night.
Top 10.
Up from 12th, another top 10 for Big Sexy. And we'll just got to see. These guys are battling it out. And, man, who doesn't love late model racing? It's
right.
A great.
Yeah, and if you're sitting there scratching your head going, I thought Tim McCready was a full-time Lucas Oil. He is. He runs with the Lucas Oil late models. He's actually third in their points. And he actually got a win just a couple weeks ago at Hagerstown, where you talk about where you've seen him race at. Tim McCready won that race, the 15,000 to win, just last weekend, in fact, last Saturday.
Yeah.
Tim McCready got the win there. He got the win last night with the Outlaws. So McCready's getting a few wins. He's sitting third in the Lucas Oil late model points behind Hudson O'Neill, which there's a race car driver name, and Devin Moran. Those two are ahead of Tim McCready in the Lucas Oil points. Kyle Bronson sitting fourth in those points, and Brandon Shepherd is sitting fifth in the Lucas Oil points, which it's still early. Mm-hmm. Those will kind of shake themselves out. But in the World of Outlaws, as we mentioned, Brandon Shepherd leading those points, Chris Madden, Kyle Strickler, Tyler Bruning, Ricky Weiss, Kyle Bronson, who didn't have that great of a night last night either, Dennis Erb Jr., Dale Lanigan, Cade Dillard, and another driver. These guys, I swear, these guys, their parents had race car driver in mind when they named these kids. 10th place for the World of Outlaw late models is Boom Briggs. Boom.
I know.
B-O-O-M Briggs. Boom Briggs. There's a race car driver name for you as well. So.
You know, it's crazy because – you know, I talk about Clint Bowyer because, well, Clint Bowyer owns some of these late model, cars. That's what he loves, dirt racing. I mean, let's be honest. If anybody was more excited about Bristol and dirt than anyone, it was him. I was shocked he didn't come out of retirement just to race that race. I kind of would like to see that. But his son's name is Cash. I mean, come
right.
on. His name right. is Cash for a reason, guys. It is a legend. It's a race car driver name, and he does race. And the only, you know, I want to say why we saw Tim McCready, Kyle Bronson, and all them running with the Outlaws last night is because they canceled Lucas Oil Racing was canceled due to what? Mother Nature. So they were set to actually race this weekend, in Illinois, but, you know, Mother Nature's really just being a brat. And I mean, if I could call her other names, I would. But I mean, you know, it's crazy. They got rained out again. And those guys will be back in action in, I believe, Ponderosa Speedway on the 30th. for the John Bradshaw Memorial, and then they're going to be at Florence Speedway in May 1st as well. So there's a lot of racing too upcoming for these guys. It's just Mother Nature really hates racing.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
This weekend for Lucas Oil getting rained out, like you said, because of weather. And then a couple memorial races coming up next week. Boy, there is a lot of racing. If you are a dirt racing fan, your head is going to be spinning next weekend because there is a lot of racing going on next weekend. I don't even think that we mentioned it, but the World of Outlaws next weekend, they'll be in Missouri as long as Mother Nature allows. They will be in Jacksonville, Illinois on next Thursday, the 29th. They'll be at I-70 Motorsports Park in Missouri on the 30th, next Friday. And then next Saturday, they'll be it's a two-day race there for that at I-70 Motor Speedway Park in Missouri. So the Outlaws, they'll be in Missouri. The All-Stars will be in PA. The late models, they'll be all over the place. So next weekend, if you're off next weekend and you need something to do, you have no excuse. If you love dirt racing, there is plenty of racing to go to. Attica will be running. Wayne County will be running. Williams Grove, Port Royal, Lincoln, all those tracks will be running. So you have plenty of racing to choose from. Nobody's got an excuse, Christina. Nobody.
No, and I better see everybody at a racetrack.
Before we move on from dirt racing, also last night at Attica, because they run 410s and 305s, and maybe here in a couple weeks we'll have Christina explain to us again what the different, because I'm sure people are scratching their heads going, there's different kind of sprint cars? But yeah, there's different sprint cars. At Attica, they run the 410s and the 305s. And
love
Jake
me
Miller.
305.
What's that?
I love those 305s. They're the heart of the racing.
Well, Jamie Miller at Attica picked up his second win in a row. So he's got two wins now. He won last weekend in the 305s, and he won again last night in the 305s. So Jamie Miller gets back-to-back wins at Attica in that 305. So congrats to him.
And if I'm not mistaken, Attica is one of a couple tracks that actually run the 305s regularly. I mean, Port Royal Speedway runs them pretty regularly as well. But, I mean, in Ohio, I definitely see Attica running them kind of the most, I think, you know, for the 305 guys, which is awesome. I love it. I know most people go for 410 sprint cars. I get it. They're amazing. But, guys, when you have 58 sprint cars, 53 sprint cars show up, that's the 305 division, man. That's just the 305s. Port Royal has seen an influx of 50-plus cars every Saturday. They put the 305s on the track. And I've stayed till the very end. I've been there when the lights go out and everything. Why? Because that was my job first. I worked a lot of PR for 305 guys and everything. But so we were always the last on the track because it's the lower division and, you know, some fans just don't like 305 race cars racing. But to me, that's some of the best racing you can see is out of the 305 sprint car platform. And, I mean, I love seeing Attica do it. I don't get to watch it very often, but I follow it on social media and everything, and it's cool. So kudos to Attica for being one of these premier race car tracks that still put the 305s on the schedule.
Yeah, they run them regular up there. So that is pretty neat. They also ran the late models last night. Mr. Rusty Selnick got the win there. And another name got the podium, Doug Drawn. I'm sure people local around here know that name. He runs full-time at Wayne County Speedway. In fact, I think he's won the last several late model championships at Wayne County there. So Attica and Wayne County, see, Attica runs on Friday nights and Wayne County runs on Saturday nights. They got like a little partnership. You know, when Jason took over the track, Attica run has been running and always has ran on Friday nights. So when Jason took over Wayne County Speedway and took over the track, you know, he said he didn't want to compete with Attica. Plus, why would you want to? Because, you know, that cuts down on either track's car counts. So Jason said, we'll run on Saturdays. Attica can have Fridays. And then they also kind of do a little thing each year where they have like track point championships also. So, you know, late model and sprint car drivers from Wayne County on Friday, they'll go up to Attica and run, and then vice versa. Those guys will come down to Wayne County and run on Saturdays, and they'll do a little points championship against each other as well. So it's neat to see that as well, Christina, to see racetracks not competing against each other for the same night, but having a partnership, having some fun with their drivers, getting more fans and drivers involved in dirt racing, and kind of, you know, putting those guys against each other, putting the tracks against each other, in a fun way though, to help, you know, raise racing awareness for a lot of people, gets a lot more people involved. You know, maybe people from around Attica don't know about Wayne County until they form this partnership. So now Wayne County gained some fans from a different area. So it's neat to see tracks do that as well.
Yeah, it is. And we see that sometimes there's always a battle in PA. It doesn't, I don't know. Some tracks are just not going to change their way of thinking, but it is what it is. And what's cool is Sealands Grove Speedway, you know, runs 360 sprint cars for the most part. They're running this Sunday for the Ray Tilly Classic, which is going to have the 410s and the super late models. So instead of saying, I want to be on Saturday night because, well, who doesn't want to race on a Saturday night? They opted to race Sunday. So we're going to have three straight days in PA of racing this weekend. Now, obviously, last night at Williams Grove. Tonight, you can hit up one of your two favorite, you know, 410 sprint car tracks with Lincoln and Port Royal, or you could go to Bass or wherever. You know, they run two on Saturdays, just different cars running on different tracks. But Sealands Grove is going to be Sunday, so we get to see all the 410 sprint cars and the super late models running. The gates are going to open at 4 o'clock. And obviously, you know, kids 11 and under are free. But it's cool because Sealands Grove is one of those tracks that will opt for a different night always, you know, for the betterment of the racing. And let me tell you, Sealands Grove has some of the best racing I've seen. You know, when they get on that track, these guys are crazy. So don't be shy.
No.
You see some crazy racing. You know, years ago, I mean, I think this has happened three or four times in the last 5 years. There's been a car almost hit the highway. That's how close it is. Route 35, which Port Royal, anywhere, it's the one, you know, it's not a major highway, but it's a highway. It's the only, you know, 11 and 15 is right there as well. For those folks who know about 11 and 15, it's right there as well. It's a crossroads. And sometimes those cars have gone out over and carried momentum and all but hit the road, hit the highway. So that's it's crazy, guys. There's no lie about it. It's a crazy track. So, and it's cool because, like I told you, Justin Peck, who runs full-time with the All-Star Circuit of Champions, they opted to stay because they're going to run Port Royal tonight, and then they're going to run Sealands Grove on Sunday. So they are sticking around. They're going to run Sealands Grove. Carrie Mattson is doing the same exact thing. Same schedule as Justin Peck as well. So there's a lot to be had. If you got some extra time on Sunday, you want to just relax at a racetrack before going back to work Monday, here you go. This is the place to go. Go see it. Late models and 410s at Salem's Grove. It's the best part about it. You know, all these local tracks working together, trying to, you know, even if they're competing, but look, they work together this weekend again, Port Royal and Lincoln, two different start times. It gives you options. You can make it to both.
Check out your local short tracks. Check them out on Facebook. Check them out on their website. Find their schedules. Stay in touch with them and go visit your local small town short tracks. They depend on fans showing up. We've seen too many shut down. We've seen too many closed down because fan turnouts were low. Car counts were low. But around here, Wayne County, they have good car counts. Attica has good car counts. A lot of those tracks that Christina just mentioned in PA, they have good car counts. And when we say good car counts, you know, a lot of people assume, you know, when they see NASCAR and 40 cars show up for those races, oh, that's a good, you know, at a small town short track, if they get 20 or 24 or 25 sprint cars to show up for a race, that's a darn good night for them. You know, sprint cars are obviously the most popular of dirt racing, I would say. Sprint cars and late models are your top two, obviously. But, you know, and then each track has like their own, you know, fast fours or four cylinders or super stocks or modifieds or whatever they might have as well. But, you know, you got your sprint cars and your late models. Those are your top divisions in dirt racing. But yeah, check out your local track, support them. Go out, even if it's just one or two races a year that you can get to, it helps. So take somebody with you that had never been, you know, you might get somebody hooked. Somebody new might be hooked into dirt racing then, and then they'll go. So check it out though. Definitely support them. We emphasize that. We can't emphasize that enough. I know Christina has always, and that's how I got into this. And you know, and we just try and support these small town short tracks because they need it.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. I tell you every week.
Yep. All right, Christina, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back on the other side of the break, we will break down NASCAR. We will break down the point standings, and we will get Christina's penalty box pick. So keep it tuned right here. This is the Fast Lane Sports Show, live from 357 Woodwork Studios on the Slicks and Sticks Radio Network. We will be right back.
For nearly 100 years, Barbasol has remained the American standard and tradition in shaving. Generations of men and women have trusted Barbasol to look and feel their best during life's greatest moment. Today, Barbasol remains true to the principle of providing products at an honest value that deliver a close, comfortable shave with every use. Be sure to look for a can of Barbasol at your local supermarket or wherever shaving products are sold. Close Shave America, Close Shave Barbasol.
You already know what time it is, man.
Alrighty, folks, and welcome back. And, you know, real quick, I want to thank Barbasol because, you know, they've been, you know, basically a sponsor from day one. It's very thankful to have and grateful to have, you know, all the help and support that we get. You know, it's cool. The fans are awesome. You guys interact with us sometimes from Twitter, Facebook, you name it. I mean, I'm in a battle with the NASCAR right now with Jeremy. I mean, that's not going to slow down. Yeah, we've already started strategizing, and we haven't even hit the midway point of the season. But you can always call in, too, guys. The phone number is always, the line's always open. I mean, I know I call in on the line, too, but it can take as many of us as we want. So if you ever want to call in and talk dirt racing, you want to give me, you know, you got questions about dirt racing, or you just want to know how your favorite driver did on the dirt track, do it, guys. This is the time to do it. So if you ever want to call in, it's 657-383-1903. That's the line, man. Barbasol gives us, you know, reins of the phone line, so you can always call in and talk dirt racing and everything else, or NASCAR. If you want to talk Indy, I will power through it. I will figure out something to say. I don't know a lot about Indy other than, well, you know, that's where Jimmy Johnson is now. But no, it's all good. We'll talk about whatever racing you want. If you want to talk hockey, this is, you know, kind of the time and the spot to do it, is to call in and hang out with us every Saturday. And, you know, I do want to give a birthday shout out to a friend of mine. She's been, she came to Charlotte the year I did a NASCAR charity golf tournament with three of NASCAR's finest pit crew members. You know, we did the charity tournament, got to beat Kevin Harvick's pit crew. That was fun. But I want to thank Kelly, you know, for being there. She literally came out with signs and everything. Our own little entourage fan base that followed us around all day. But it is her birthday, so happy birthday to her. You know, it's not – I don't normally give birthday shout-outs on the show, but she's always been around. I appreciate her and her support to us and, you know, everything I've done in the past 17 years or so with this. So that's what's fun, and, you know, that's what's up. But also Keith Wolf, our NASCAR crew chief, he's down in – you know, Talladega, trying to stay dry. So we'll see if they get in the racing today with the Xfinity Series. Those guys had a wild couple of weeks with Martinsville and stuff as well. And, you know, it was cool to see the trucks back at Richmond. I was hoping we'd see more Truck Series racing at other tracks, but now. No Dega this weekend for them. It's just Xfinity today if the weather holds off, and then the cup race tomorrow. So it's crazy. And if you want to see other local PA racing, BAPS Motor Speedway, which BAPS is home now to someone that used to work for Casey Kay, and he's Colton has been doing great things over at BAPS. They race today. And I believe it's at 2 o'clock. Yeah, so hot laps are at 2 o'clock. So Keystone Invasion is tonight. So you can always check that out as well if you want to see some non-winged race cars out there. You can go to BAPS today and see some racing as they're invading as well. So the Keystone Invasion is underway for them, and it's the USAC racing. So, hey, you can't go wrong with USAC 2 o'clock midday racing. So that's going to be a fun time. That's a lot of dirt racing to be had, but you know, why not do it up while you can?
Oh yeah. Love local short track racing. It's awesome. I'll tell you what, you and I were texting and talking about this, the other day, but, we got to plan. We've got to plan a racing vacation. You, Jim, me, and Katie. We got to plan something. And who knows? We might even do a big thing for the show. You know, maybe 1 year, the world finals. I don't know. Maybe we'll see.
There's tracks on the bucket list, obviously, for both of us. Jim has a bucket list of tracks, too, that he's always wanted to go to. And, I mean, World Finals, we have talked about World Finals, I think, probably, like, in the last 6 years. We've talked about it six times. it's just never happened. But... I mean, I have a lot of friends that go to World Finals and say it's an amazing trip and they always enjoy it. And I mean, I should go considering it's right before my birthday. Right. In November, so it's like right before it. I've only ever experienced dirt racing one time, close to my birthday. And it was at the track I was just talking about, BAPS. They ran really late in the season. They still do. It was so cold. I mean, I've never seen us so bundled up before. It had flurried, literally flurried that morning. We were like, are we going? Are we not? Are we racing? Nobody was really sure, but we all went. It was a good time. But who knows? We should definitely do it because, well, I mean, who doesn't want to plan, a racing vacation? I'm sure a lot of folks do this. Hence why everybody's at Bristol.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, you know, here in just another year and a half, we're not going to have any kids at the house. All of ours will be graduated, moved out. So Katie and I will have lots of time.
Mine are already there.
Yeah, we'll have lots of time.
Mine are already out.
in the summer, you know, we'll maybe we'll get a big Camping World sponsor and they'll give us an RV and we can just travel around the whole country all summer. And just do shows from someday.
If they want, you know, you never know. Marcus likes to give out all that stuff.
I mean,
he's probably the biggest proponent of racing. So why not do a traveling race car show from a Camping World RV?
We need to pitch it to him. We need to pitch it to him. Maybe we'll do that. let's go ahead and switch gears a little bit, though. We've got a half hour left. Anybody listening, if you want to call in and talk about dirt racing, maybe you were at Bristol last night or this weekend and you're listening and you want to tell us how fun and exciting it was, or maybe you want to call in, you're part of our NASCAR Pick'em League and you want to give us your pick for Talladega this weekend. The phone lines are still open. They'll be open for the next half hour. And that number is 657-383-1903. That's the Barbasol Shea phone line number to call. Christina, last weekend we saw NASCAR race on the short track at Richmond, Virginia. And the person who won, I don't even know where he came from. He led 10 laps. Denny Hamlin led 207 laps. Martin Truex Jr. led 107. Hamlin and Truex were the top of the field all day. If the one wasn't leading, the other one was. Obviously, they led 314 laps combined. It looked like Joe Gibbs Racing was very strong. Even Christopher Bell was running up top. Kyle Busch was having a good race. And then all of a sudden, here comes the 48 car, Alex Bowman. Where did he come from?
Well, he recovered from a pit road speeding penalty early in the race. They didn't have short run speed at first, but apparently whatever worked on that last pit stop is what all that mattered. And, you know, he took the lead and surged. And that's the problem. Denny Hamlin cannot close. He can't win a championship, and he can't even win a race now. And I picked Denny Hamlin, okay? So just be imagine my infurious self on Sunday when he yet again won, you know, leads all these laps and can't close and can't win a race, which is cool because that was the 48th first win in
three years.
I wasn't gonna mention it, but yeah.
Well, I'll say it.
So they made the right adjustments, and, you know, Greg Ives and them did what they had to do to win. And, I mean, hey, Alex Bowman was just a better race car driver with 10 laps to go than anyone else. And, you know, you want to talk about drivers that got a top 10 that nobody expected to get a top 10. How about the pick you made, which was Matt DiBenedetto?
How many people laughed at me? How many people laughed at me when I said I'm gonna take Matt?
Everybody
laughs at me every week anyway. But when I said I'm taking Matty D oh, what the heck? Why are you doing that? He's not good at Richmond, blah, blah, blah. Gets a top 10. Ran in the top 10 all day. He started 16th.
Yeah.
He got up there quick. He stayed in the top 10 all day. I think he was as high as maybe fourth or fifth. I know he was running second at one point, but that was during pit stops. So I don't really count that. But I think he was up to about fifth or sixth at one point, running strong, and finished top 10, finished ninth. So good showing by Matty D there in the Woods Brothers 21 car. Christina also getting a top 10 and desperately needing it was Eric Almirola. He finished sixth. They've had some bad races this year, and he's
the
been
whole
down
organization
in the
has.
Oh yeah, for sure. But finishing sixth for Eric, so good run for him in that SHR number 10 car there for Eric Almirola.
And you want to know what's sad? You can't find another SHR driver until you hit 22nd, which was Chase Briscoe.
Sad. That
it's not good.
Yeah, and they all finished.
It's not a good year.
They all finished together. Chase, Cole Custer, and Kevin Harvick, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. So Eric Almirola showing, flexing a little bit of his muscle last weekend at Richmond and getting a top 10. Also getting a top 10, Austin Dillon. I know a lot of people want to talk about, you know, he had a rough start to his career. But he showed some strength last year in the playoffs, getting farther than I think a lot of people thought he would. And he has started out this year pretty strong as well. So I think these drivers hear what people say. They hear what the media says. They hear what others. I think maybe Austin Dillon is growing up and maturing a little bit more. I think give him another couple years and he's going to be one of those drivers that we're talking about consistently week in and week out driving for wins in that number three car. I know a lot of people, there's still a lot of race fans who are upset that he's driving the number three. You know, maybe it should have got retired.
I don't see a problem with it anymore. I really don't.
I don't either.
Need to move past it. It's a car that Richard Childress owns. It is what
right.
it is. He's not a bad driver. He does have talent. I mean, I poke fun when people still call him Silver Spoon. you know, yeah. So his grandfather is Richard Childress. Who the hell cares? At this point, you know how many people have ties to that? If you want to be technical, I'm going to really throw this out here, and I guarantee you, if some certain people listen to the show, I'm going to get so much bullshit and hate on Twitter when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You could call Austin Cedric, for that matter, Silver Spoon Kid.
Hmm.
I don't care.
Yeah.
His dad
yeah.
works for Penske. I mean, come on. Everybody's got a tie somewhere, someone in the racing community, whether it's, you know, with your dad, your grandfather. It don't matter.
Right.
We need to move past this. People need to grow up and let it go.
Yeah.
It's been how many years?
I mean, Austin Dillon, he came into the Cup Series young and early without a whole lot of experience, I guess, whatever you might want to say. But like I said, I think he's growing and maturing. I think give him another couple years, and I think he's going to be one of those top drivers. Of course, you know, another couple years from now, and who knows who else is going to be retiring. You know, is Hamlin going to be retiring? Is Harvick going to be retiring? You know,
soon.
Ryan Newman. So pretty soon, these people, some of these NASCAR fans are going to have to swallow some of their pride, because pretty soon the field is going to be full of Christopher Bell's, Austin Dillon's, Ryan Blaine, William Byron's, you know, the Chris Buescher's, the Austin Cendricks, you know, some of these other kids coming up from the Cup Series, Tyler Reddick, you know, Ross Chastain. That is going to be your NASCAR Cup Series. Look at the drivers that have retired in just the last 6 or 7 years. You know, we've lost Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Tony Stewart, Jeff Gordon, Jeff Burton, Clint Bowyer. You know, these guys, they've gotten older and have retired. So
yeah.
It's just a lot of these NASCAR fans that are in it now that have been in it since the 80s and 90s, you're just going to have to swallow some of your pride and just deal with the fact that it's going to be those kids running the Cup Series here very, very soon and shortly. And they're going to be in car numbers that are synonymous with old school racing, and you're just going to have to deal with it. That's
and
my
mind
hot
you,
take.
Just, no, it's true. That's how it's going to be. And mind you, just the one last pinpoint on Austin Dillon. Mind you, I'm not an Austin Dillon fan. I never have been. I've met him. Don't get me wrong. Met him at Richmond and his brother. Super nice guy. He's won championships. He won the 2013 Xfinity Championship. He won a 2011 Truck Series Championship. I mean, not to sound rude to certain people, but where is that where it's not vindicated for him to be in a Cup car?
Right.
I've seen a lot less wins, a lot less. Hell, there's some people that don't even have a championship in anything and they're running a Cup car. Just be odd.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Totally.
It is what it is.
Right.
Get over it, folks. It's just like the people that like to hate on the fact that Kyle Busch owns the Truck Series team and he still races the Truck Series. Who the hell cares? He's an owner. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Right. Yeah. Yep. Looking at we'll look at the NASCAR points and then we'll break down the league and then we'll get your penalty box pick. We'll get some picks for our league as well. We'll just look at the playoff rankings because I really don't care about regular season points. They don't mean anything. So if we look at the playoff rankings, we've got Martin Truex leading that because he's got 2 wins. Denny Hamlin's in second.
Yep.
He doesn't have a win yet. Joey Logano third. Ryan Blaney fourth. Kyle Larson fifth. William Byron sixth. Christopher Bell seventh. Alex Bowman eighth. Michael McDowell ninth, Chase Elliott 10th. These are the playoff rankings.
How is he still ninth?
Ninth
in the playoff rank. Oh, because he has the win. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm sorry, folks. That's why. He has the win.
Yeah.
My bad.
So those top nine, 8 of those have wins. Obviously, Truex Jr. has 2 wins on the year. Denny Hamlin still doesn't have a win on the year. So, so that's how your top nine, top 10 are. Chase Elliott, 10th in the playoff rankings. From there, you've got Brad Keselowski, Kevin Harvick, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Kyle Busch, Austin Dillon, and Kurt Busch is the 16th car right now. He's only plus 10 ahead of 17th, which is Chris Buescher. But listen to some of those names. Drivers without a win yet this year: Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, Kurt Busch, Kyle Busch. These guys don't have wins yet, and they're outside the top 10 of the playoff rankings. A couple of these drivers, it's not crunch time yet. We're only nine races in, Christina. What is that? 9, 18. We're only a third of the way through the regular season, but
yep.
We're getting ready to come into the summer months. Some of these drivers better watch themselves because that's when Kevin Harvick seems to really kick it in, is about June through August. We've seen Kevin Harvick really get some wins through the summer, but he's been struggling so far this year too. So it's crazy to look at the top drivers right now and the guys with wins compared to the guys with no wins yet this year. It's been a crazy 2021 so far in NASCAR.
Yeah, mind you, we're going to the biggest, question mark track, I think, for the year.
Yeah.
Because anyone can win. Look, Michael McDowell won on a super speedway. Mind you, it's going to be intense, and I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. And, no, Jeremy, we are not getting rid of super speedways. Sorry, but they're here to stay.
He can't even say that because Nashville is called a super speedway. So does he want to get rid of Nashville already? We haven't even raced there yet.
I don't know. He was talking about it. Hey, he doesn't want him on the points.
Yeah.
Jeremy, he's afraid.
I love Jeremy, but sometimes he's an idiot. What? I didn't say that, did I? Oh, I'm just kidding, Jeremy. You know I love you. Oh, anyway. Let's...
If you have a flat tire one night after work, I wouldn't be surprised.
Jeremy and I, we've gone back and forth. We have a love-hate relationship. He loves to hate me. So, but let's look at Richmond. Yeah, Christina, you got you picked Denny Hamlin. He finished second, but you, John, Matty, Ice, Nick,
yeah.
You guys all went with Denny Hamlin. You all got 55. You scored 55 points for Richmond last week. I went with Matty D, got 33 points. Craig, he went with Joey Logano, got 50 points. Jeremy went with Truex, he got 50. Ty went with Chase Elliott. He got 25. Matt Newsom, he picked Truex, got 50. Debbie went with Truex. And then Tasha went with Brad Keselowski last week and got 25 points as well. So the point standings right now, the top four, you top four guys, you didn't really move any. Matty Ice still leads the points with 319. Craig is in second with 306. Jeremy's in third with 303 points. And Christina, you are sitting fourth with 301 points. You're just two behind Jeremy now, and you both have a win with those five bonus points for the playoffs so far. John sitting fifth, Matt Newsom sixth, Nick seventh, Tasha eighth, Debbie ninth, I'm sitting 10th, and Ty is 11th. That is how your regular season standings go so far in our Pick'em League. Jeremy, Christina, Nick, me, and Ty all have wins. Again, a win gets you five extra points for that race of the win, and then they all add up, Christina. As you get wins throughout the year, those points add up. You get 5 points per win and carry those into the playoffs, and that's how you start your playoffs. When everybody's points get reset to 100, if you have two wins on the year, you have 110 points to start the playoffs with. So wins are very, very important as well. So, and that's how our standings shape up right now.
Yeah, Miranda, going to the craziest track. you know, guys, when you make your picks for Talladega, it's a crapshoot either way. Just pick somebody and hope for the best, because it's all you can do. You can't even there's no, I don't even think you can strategize on how to make a Talladega pick. It's really, I've been doing this for a while. Pete can attest to this. Pete's been doing it for a while too. When it came to Talladega, I don't think there was any like kind of rhyme or reason to anyone's picks when we did this. Once, you know, when we used to do this, it was just the craziest thing ever. We just picked somebody and hoped for the best because that's all you had to do.
Yeah, there's you can't predict Talladega. You can't predict dates. You can't predict any race, really. But yeah, Talladega, good luck trying to even think of who you want, because again, look at Daytona 500 this year. Who really, seriously, who picked Michael McDowell to win that race? No offense to Michael McDowell, no offense to that team, but with the way things happened at the end of that race, Michael McDowell was in the right spot at the right time. He had himself up front in a place where he could get a win. So kudos to him and that team. But for him to actually get the win, you know, it was some circumstances that happened, and he was right there to get the win. So, yeah, anything at these tracks can happen at any week. It could happen. You just got to have yourself in that position. So you got to be up there and ready for a win.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
I'm writing down, I'm looking so far at the wins for this year. And it's interesting to note that Let me write this down. So far on the year, we've got Joe Gibbs Racing. They've got 3 wins on the year with 2 different drivers. Of course, Truex has 2 wins. Christopher Bell's got a win. Hendrick Motorsports, they've got 3 wins with 3 drivers now. 3 of their drivers have found victory lane. Alex Bowman, William Byron, and Kyle Larson. Not Chase Elliott yet, the defending champion. And then Penske's got 2 wins with Ryan Blaney and Joey Logano. Brad Keselowski yet to win. No wins by SHR. Kyle Busch doesn't have a win yet. Ganassi doesn't have a win yet. Childress doesn't have a win yet. So Hendrick, Gibbs, and Penske, big 3 owners right now. So, yeah. Talladega.
Yeah. We'll see. But it's Talladega. So it's just going to be something.
So are you sticking with your pick that you gave me earlier?
Yes.
Okay.
Why do I need to change it? Has Jeremy picked the same person?
No, Jeremy hasn't given me his pick yet. In fact, you're the only one to have a pick submitted so far.
Guys, tomorrow.
I know.
Don't remind anybody at this point. They're on their own.
listen to Christina.
Third of the way through the schedule, you guys should know picks are due before race green flag. I mean, no, this is craziness. And speaking of Eric Almirola, he's won this race before.
Yes, he has.
So has, you know, oddly enough, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has won this race. Yes.
Guess who I'm taking this weekend?
Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
Yes.
That's not a bad pick to have. Has done very well here.
I'm going with the 47.
You're going
I might change my pick later in the week. Later tomorrow, though, I'm not sure yet because I don't know
what?
That number 14 car is looking mighty stout. I might take him. I don't know. There's the 7.
Oh, my God.
Corey LaJoie.
Hey,
he's been running pretty good.
He actually, they have odds on him for MGM.
Yeah.
For this race. Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know.
You know
that one
I don't
understand, but okay.
I don't know either. I've always heard you shouldn't make your NASCAR picks when you're hungry because I'm thinking Anthony Alfredo really sounds good right now. So for Super Speedway, don't make your NASCAR picks when you're hungry. He better be.
Oh, yeah, he is racing. Yeah, he is. Oh, also, somebody making a cup debut this weekend.
Why? Jennifer Jo Cobb.
Why are we? Yeah, no, she did not get approved. How does that magically happen that she can't get approved? But yeah,
all of a sudden, yeah,
this guy did. All of a sudden, she's not approved. But I think it's because of his last name and who his dad is. But there you go. You want to talk about Silver Spoon? That's gonna start drama. Oh, I love it. But Harrison Burton will be starting 39th.
Yeah.
In the 96. He was approved, but she's not.
And she owns a team.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Daddy's money.
Crazy. Speaking of Silver Spoon.
Wait, where is my pick even starting? Really? That's it? That's not. How does that even happen?
Where's he starting at?
Well, that would give away my pick, and I can't do that considering I don't know what Jeremy's pick is yet. Yes,
okay.
I'm strategizing.
Yeah.
I am 2 points behind Jeremy. If I could come out of Talladega with a win or a top 5, that would be great. Mind you, I will give a hint. The pick I've taken has finished very well at Talladega the last couple of years.
Mine's starting
17.
That's not bad.
Well, which one are you picking?
I'm going with Stenhouse.
Your original pick starts 17th. But then you're talking about Anthony Alfredo, and I think that's what scared you, is he's back there a bit. He's in 30.
Well,
drama starts.
I'm hungry. And like I said, Alfredo just sounds good. Don't make your NASCAR picks when you're hungry, folks. How about we, real quick, while we're still live, why don't I cue up the music? And why don't we find out who is going in the penalty box this weekend? All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the sound of Christina's favorite segment of the show. It is time when she picks the bonehead of the week from the sports world. Somebody who's been a real idiot, and they get thrown into the penalty box, and they serve their penalty there. So, Christina, who is this week's penalty box pick?
Well, Mother Nature's going to stay in the penalty box because she's just canceling everything left and right, and I really wanted to see racing at Bristol and some other stuff. So, yeah, Mother Nature's just being a brat, so she can stay in the penalty box, but she's going to be joined by a NASCAR driver.
Uh-oh.
Just because he decided he just forgot how to win. So Denny Hamlin can sit in the penalty box because, God, man, I don't understand it. You're just okay with giving wins away. I don't know. So, yeah, Denny Hamlin can sit in the penalty box as well.
Well,
but
Denny Hamlin.
Denny Hamlin this week. <'Cause you're basically> screwed.
Old Dennis Hamlin in the penalty box because he can't close the deal, can't win it. Leads 207 laps, but not that last lap. Can't get it. How come Ragu hasn't sponsored that car, Anthony Alfredo? I mean, wouldn't that be the perfect sponsorship for the number 38 car? I mean, can somebody get on that? Like who do they even have for sponsors? Front Row Motorsports with Armor All. No, that's not it. That's a different car.
Mm,
who do they got
not
for a
the
sponsor?
Right car. I think
no.
He's not very sponsored.
Really? I don't get it. Come on, Ragu. Step up to the plate. What's that say on his collar? Speedy Cash? What is that? Like a loan shark? What is Speedy Cash? Is that like one of them quick loan places where you go and give them your car and your firstborn kid and they give you like $5,000 at 75% interest? What is Speedy Cash? Anyway, I don't know. Brilla.
I'll Google it now.
Brilla, Ragu, somebody.
Speedy Cash is, yeah, that is exactly what it is.
It's a loan shark, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yep, pretty much.
Somebody step up and somebody sponsor Anthony Alfredo with some spaghetti sauce or something. That is just, come on. It makes sense. It makes sense. It just does. It just does. I don't know. Olive Garden, where are you at? The 38 team needs you. Where's Olive Garden at? We need some
know.
New sponsors anyway. Fazoli.
They had Georgia Peanuts there for a while.
You did say peanuts, right?
Peanuts. Georgia Peanuts. Yes.
Okay.
Get your
shoot.
Head out of the gutter.
It's the end of the show.
Death Wish Coffee. They sponsored him for a bit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. These guys need some sponsors. Help them out.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, no. They need a lot of help.
They need some help.
Not in a bad way, but they need more sponsorship for him.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to see. So we'll see. We'll see. So, but no, it's Talladega week, and hopefully they get today's racing in. I heard it was still sprinkling off and on there, so we'll see if they get the Xfinity race in today. Mind you, there's a Dash for Cash in this race again today. You see two out of the four junior motorsports drivers are battling for the Dash for Cash, too. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yes.
It's going to be carnage.
Lots of it.
Yep.
Lots of it. All right. Christina, thank you for joining us today and co-hosting with me every Saturday. I appreciate it. Next week, people, listen, next week, Friday night, watch Facebook and Twitter for the link for the show. We'll be live at Lernerville Speedway. Christina and I will be doing the show from there. I will be at the track. Christina will be at home from the beach. And we'll be coming to you live and giving you updates from Lernerville as the All-Stars are there. So be sure to tune in next week. Christina, you have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Tell Jim we said hi.
Will do. Enjoy, everyone. Have a great weekend and watch some dirt fly and some cars flip tomorrow. So it'll be a fun time. But peace out, everyone.
Heck yeah. Today, we are done. Thank you for tuning in today. Hope you all enjoyed the show. This is it. This is the end of the show. We're done. We're on overtime. So we will talk to you next Friday night live from Lernerville Speedway. We will be there with the All-Stars. And then after that, it will be Friday night through the month of May from 8 to 10 p.m. Be sure to change your alerts to Friday night. So have a great rest of your weekend today. We will talk to you next week. Have a great week. For Christina, of course, I'm your host, Pete. Until next Friday at Lernerville, see ya!